Welcome to another Fleming Foundations podcast series, Take Five. I'm Rex Scott, and joining me for the program today, as always, is Dr. Thomas Fleming.
You can run, but you can't hide, Rex.
President Trump's two Supreme Court picks have been at odds lately. Have you heard about that?
Yep.
Most recently, they disagreed over the stay of execution issued by the Supreme Court in the case in Texas, that guy Patrick Murphy. Now, Brett Kavanaugh, opposed by Neil Gorsuch, is that right? That's right. Sided with the liberals in granting a stay on the grounds of religious freedom. Murphy had converted to Buddhism and demanded the presence of a Buddhist priest at the execution. Who's right? Kavanaugh? Gorsuch? Is this a left versus right issue? What's your take?
Well, it's a complicated case. I know that's a cop-out.
Yeah.
First off, charity would suggest that Murphy should have the right to see, or at least the privilege of seeing, a minister of his religion at such a time. Death is something you only do once.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no justification for demanding a particular minister of his religion. Texas prison rules allow a Christian or Muslim to be present, but not a Buddhist. This is frankly stupid, and about what one would expect out of the state bureaucrats in Texas. Buddhists are not the sworn enemies of the West or of Christianity, unlike Muslims. And while some nationalistic Hindus in India and Buddhists elsewhere are getting more militant, that's largely the result of Islamic violence against them, Buddhism is more or less a philosophical pursuit that is against violence and even self-assertion.
Okay, that means you're leaning towards Kavanaugh, right?
Not at all. First, it's obviously Texas' right to decide such a matter, whether they're right or wrong, whether they're stupid or intelligent. And even okay. If we endorse the fiction that the 14th Amendment took away the rights of the states, which it did not, and we can have many shows on that if you like, there is no basic right to have a minister of any religion present during or before or after an execution.
Okay, wait a minute. You don't believe in religious rights like exemption of clergy from the draft? What about that?
No, I don't. Under American law and under American constitutional traditions, there is no such right. For example, Anglican clergymen during the war between the states petitioned to be let out of the draft, and they were denied. I mean, it is a privilege which Congress or other lawmakers making bodies give, not a right. I would cheerfully grant this right, though not to Unitarians, United Church of Christ, Sodomite Catholic priests, or to any minister in the AELC, the American Evangelical Lutheran Church.
And why not?
Well, there has to be some sincerity involved, both among the clergy and the killer who wants the clergyman present, and you're not going to find any Christian sincerity in the groups I mentioned. As for Murphy himself, he's a member of a very violent gang that was devoted to anarchic violence. They broke jail, they killed a cop, they thought it was a wonderful thing that they did. I see no reason to believe in such a man's religious sincerity. If he were sincere, he might have picked on a religious tradition that he could possibly learn something about or understand. Buddhism is far too alien, too intricate, too complicated and demanding for anyone but a scholar or serious devotee to master. This man is just like every American Buddhist I have ever met myself, including college graduates. They never know anything about the religion they claim to embrace. This seems more like one more prank from a vicious criminal.
Yep.
What if he converted to Santeria or Voodoo or Satanism and wanted to sacrifice a goat? Or maybe he could find a willing human being who would have himself.
A willing human being. Now you're just being provocative.
Provocative? Not at all. I have a friend in England, a Catholic, and he had been ministering as a lay minister to prisoners. But he had to quit because the prison insisted on giving access to the chapel when it had the consecrated host, which is the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. But they allowed satanic rituals to be carried out there to take care of the one convert that this satanic minister, if you could call him that, had converted. Frankly, I have nothing against Hinduism or Buddhism. They're both legitimate traditions that have done much good in their own countries and with their own traditions, but they have no standing here. If Buddhist converts are going to claim special rights and privileges against the whole of the American people, we could just simply ban their religion and its adherents. Don't let them in then, as we certainly should be doing with Muslims. Only a brain-dead, Christ-hating leftist would want to do a favor for a homicidal killer who, on a whim, decided he would play the Buddhist.
Play the Buddhist. Are you talking about Brett Kavanaugh, then, right?
I'm talking about Brett Kavanaugh. I'm talking about any judge who would rule as he did in this case. The idea that aliens and their traditions have rights under our Constitution, you might as well say Martians have rights under our Constitution.